Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 26. And what a seamless beginning to the show. You'd think after 300 plus episodes, 400 perhaps, that, you know, we things would get a bit stale, there'd never be a problem, and that I would by now have everything right first time. But, you know, once again, I've messed up. Welcome to Last Save Loaded. I am Justin Smith, and joining me, giving up special time on his birthday, but it's just another day, it's Mr. Colm Sheridan. Hello, Colm.
It's just another day, Justin, when you get to the 50s and 56s, and, you know, it's another number, it's another notch in my belt, it's another nail in the coffin, you know. It's just another day, Justin. Very well said, Justin. Exactly. You know, you don't wake up and you don't wake up in your 56 and go, yes, it's my birthday, I want Zorro or I want Stretch Armstrong, which, you know, Justin did get me on one of my birthdays, so I'm forever thankful for that, which I still have him, and we'll probably have him, I'll probably be buried with him, who knows, but anyway.
But isn't he pantless now?
He is pantless, yes. His pants wore off from all the stretching, but there you go. He has nothing underneath the pants, unfortunately. He's unisex. Is that what you call it now? I don't know what you call them. Non-binary. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's
monosexual.
Monosexual, yes, he is. And he's still a happy camper. He was just telling me that last night. Anyway, he's looking for his big brother, but, you know, they don't have them in the shops anymore. So, Justin, yes, I've been good boy today. I've had lots of sensible stuff like clothes. Indy Owley got me a £10 Steam credit thingamajig, which turned out to be £11.60. So I win. Yay. And I haven't spent it yet, which is surprising. Other things that I know I'm getting old because I got my mother's card from my birthday on last Wednesday, and I only opened it today, which usually I wouldn't have waited. But there you go. I waited. And yes, maybe I'm getting just can't be arsed. Maybe that's what it is. Who knows? But yeah. 50 bloody six. How I don't feel it. But I've been playing lots of games. I've been having fun in that department. My PS5 is getting lots of love lately. It is.
Good.
My streaming in the mornings. So, Justin, how are you?
I am wonderful. If you can see past the cough, which I seem to have only developed since about 2:30 this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
No, it's been good. I've been childminding on Friday and today. My first time, as I have hinted at before, I've not been trusted to look after the child. But
exactly, yeah. Well,
we've been watching a lot of a Star Wars cartoon recently ahead of a new show that's going to come out at the end of August, and I said, no, you can't watch any more until you've watched The Phantom Menace.
Oh, the film.
The film. So on Friday morning, she was keen to just come over the house, and we sat down and we watched Phantom Menace with her with popcorn and slushies and...
Nice.
Film finished. And do you know what? Nearly 25 years later, it's not as bad as you think.
It's not as bad as people make it out to be. Let's be honest. It's not. People just shit all over that movie. And they weren't shitting all over the movie at the time when it was coming out. There was great excitement. There was, you know, buzz about it because this was the first movie to come out since 1982 or 3 or something.
1983.
So, yeah. Yeah, so people were looking forward to it. But, yeah, now people just shit all over it. And I don't fall for that shit. So, yeah, it's not that bad. No. Don't believe the haters.
No. There are definitely moments of it where you look at it and you go, this is very CG. But as far as the film goes, you know, if you remember it's a film for kids, not for adults, then it's perfectly serviceable. So we watched that.
Nice. Are we going straight to what you've been watching?
No.
Or no, okay, right.
I just won't discuss it again later. But other than that, we went to the park on Friday. I got bitten by some sort of bug, which is, it's either a horsefly or a mosquito. I reckon probably the second one, but Ruth has been administering cream and giving me antihistamines, and I've been begrudgingly taking them because, you know, I'm stubborn, but I actually am making an effort to listen to Ruth and not just go, yeah, you don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, that's always a good thing.
And then today, after I took the girl bowling and...
Oh, good lad.
Then we came home and...
Were you off today?
Yes, I was off today.
All right.
I'm in for the rest of the week and then I'm off Monday to Thursday next week as well.
Nice, okay.
And then a full week of work and then... I've got another 4-day week ahead of the bank holiday and a 3-day week after the bank holiday, I think. So, yeah, a couple more days of looking after her. But we got back from playing bowling and we started playing Bowser's Fury together on the Switch.
Nice.
Yeah, so...
How couch co-op is it like? Is it... You're Luigi and one's Mario?
No, or one is Mario and one is Bowser Jr.
Oh.
And it works very well. Like, the fact that Bowser Jr. can just fly around in the clown car, you can cheese quite a bit of it, but it locks the camera on the point of view of Mario, so it can also be quite distracting when you're trying to, like, go and grab something on the horizon and Mario's not pointing the camera where you want to go, so you can't see what you're actually trying to fly over towards.
Right.
But, you know, I'll probably hopefully have finished that by the time we talk about it next. Certainly cool. We got 40 shines in the first day of playing it in a couple of sessions, so that was good. And yesterday we had Ruth's brother and his family over for an afternoon of board games, which involved playing the game Cash and Guns, where everyone has a foam gun and they point them at each other. And you basically are playing heist robbers. And one of you each round is the godfather who gets to say to one person at the table, you know, change who you're trying to shoot at.
Yeah.
And then you have to decide if you're brave enough to risk whether someone's got a blank in their gun or a bullet in their gun. And it was...
It's not your type of game, Justin, is it?
No, I own the game. This is...
Okay.
It has the tendency with younger children that they get very aggressive waving the guns around in each other's faces. And
right.
It was more Ruth's nephews doing it to each other than it was anyone else. But Ruth definitely got victimised and picked on by her daughter every time, given the chance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of what I've been up to. Mr. Colum, I was trying to go on one of those websites that allow me to buy credit, but it didn't want to have any PSN credit for Ireland. So I'm just going to send you some PayPal. So, yes, your morning streams. How are they going at the moment?
Good. Rejoined them. I finished Yakuza Like a Dragon, the main story, obviously.
What are you on to now?
I'm on to Hogwarts Legacy.
Oh.
Yes.
Enjoying it?
I am very much enjoying it, yes. I am enjoying it very much. Yeah, I said that twice, actually. I'm not a Hogwarts fan. I'm not a Harry Potter fan by any means, but this game has a lot to do and a lot of side quests and stuff, but yeah, it's well made and it's paced nicely. So yes, I'm enjoying that currently at the moment. I've put about 12 hours in. Yes, thank you very much. Oh, very good. Thank you, Justin. Now, I was looking at the PSN premium and extra.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for premium, I think you still get the same games as you would extra, but for premium, you get the classics and you get trials for new games. With the extra, you get all the games without the classics, without the trials. What do you have, premium?
We have premium.
Okay. I'll have a look. Probably do it when I come back off my holidays. I'll be saving another quid or two. Who knows? Unless you were planning on playing a game tonight, were you just...
No, I was planning to go to the cinema. And,
nice.
Either watch the pink film or the blowy up film.
Oh, very good.
Right, here's the difference between extra and premium.
Yeah.
Premium includes classics and game trials and cloud streaming.
Can't be arsed with that. Game trials, I mean, if you're getting extra games with it, maybe. But you get, okay, you're getting classic games. I don't know. Do you play any of the classic games, Justin?
No, but it was more for Ruth.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, because she didn't experience PS3 games. Cool.
No, she has experienced some recently.
Hmm. All right.
Well, only because she's, you know, comes around here and plays on them.
Cool. Okay. Well, I'll have a look anyway. Thank you very much, Justin.
That's okay, Mr. Colin.
That's lovely.
You are most welcome.
Okay, so, yeah. So I was playing some Sea of Thieves with Dave, and basically we were playing the Monkey Island expansion.
Mm, yes, I saw this. Well,
basically, it's Monkey Island. It's just the game itself. So I've played it once, but I can't remember anything. So we were looking at a walkthrough. played it. Certain aspects I remembered, like the three drunkards in the
yeah, and breaking open
in the scum,
breaking the guy out of jail with the grog, and having to like run across the island with glass upon glass of in your inventory to pour one into the next so that it doesn't dissolve. Stan the used ship salesman.
Oh, they would. We got the bloke out of the. Yeah, yeah. We had to put the skeleton back together again. So we had to get the coconut head, give the coconut head to... Oh, yeah, we had to get the bone off the dog, so we had to give him the toy. Yeah, anyway. It's riveting stuff, really, but it's not my type of game anyway, so we'll probably continue the walkthrough at some stage.
I just remember some of the clever writing being things like you get the recipe for how to get ahead in navigation, and after you make it, it's literally a head that talks to you and points in different directions.
Yeah.
And then
years
later, they came along with the same idea with Mimir in God of War.
Mm, exactly. Who knew? Yeah. Cool.
And Dave has changed his profile name.
Mr. Copperpot.
Yes. Chester Copperpot. It's a Goonies reference.
Yes, it is a Goonies reference, yeah.
As opposed to Oswald Copper... No, that's Cobblepot, isn't it? Which is the penguin.
Yeah. Yes. In Arkham City.
Well, and you know, the Batman universe.
Yeah.
Okay, well, speaking of films, Colin, what have you been watching?
Yeah. Well, it turns out because we had to do it every 2 weeks now, and it was just every 4 weeks, and technically, I've watched quite a few movies, which I had to double check on. So I was watching.
I thought you did that Letterboxd thing.
Yeah, I do. I was only for movies, so I was able to see what I was watching. So I was watching that London Has Fallen because it was on the telly.
Oh, a Gerard Butler film.
Yeah, Gerard Butler. Yeah, blow everything up. Blah, blah, blah. And yeah, there was the other one, London, New York.
There was Olympus Has Fallen.
Oh, Olympus Has Fallen, yeah. And yeah, this is pretty much the same, but it's based in London, you know. So yeah, of course the Americans have to save everybody, don't they? And put their nose in and everything and cause war. So yeah, anyway, let's not get there. Let's not go there. So yeah, it's an action movie. It's blown everything up and Gerard Butler doesn't die. And surprise, surprise, you know what you're getting with these things. And yeah, so that was grand.
There's also a follow-up, which was Angel Has Fallen as well.
Oh, right, I didn't know that one. Yeah, there's also one on Amazon, which is, he's in that too, but I started to watch it, but I haven't finished it yet, so I can't remember. Anyway, so I watched Terminator Dark Fate.
Oh, yes, where it's Schwarzenegger versus Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, but wait, no, Schwarzenegger doesn't come into it until about an hour into the movie anyway, so, yeah.
Oh, Dark Fate is the one with Linda Hamilton back.
Yes, yes. Now, I could have sworn I'd seen this, but I didn't remember seeing it, so obviously I didn't see it.
You've got the tall woman who's been, like, you know...
Yes.
Bioengineered.
Yes, and she is... Well, she's human, but she's been upgraded somewhat. And then you've got the baddie who can morph into anything, pretty much anything, and is unkillable till maybe the end. Who knows? So then I watched The Bay, which is a TV show, which I'm on season... it's on the telly, so I've watched season 1, 2, and 3, and this is just a continuation of... the seasons, obviously, and this is a detective thriller crime thing centered around a bay in England in a town somewhere. And yeah, it was tense, enjoyable. So then I had another movie on the TV, Goodbye Christopher Robin, which was based on Christopher Robin, based on the true story of the man who created Christopher Robin.
A. Milne.
Yes, he based it on his kid, and then just that whole aspect of how it affected the kid as he got older. He was bullied, basically. But it was enjoyable. Then I watched The Lord of the Rings there a couple of months back, and I watched a few episodes. Then I stopped watching it. I've started to watch The Lord of the Rings, The Ring of Powers again. So I've started that again, so I'll be away for a few days, so I'll get to finish that probably. And then, well, Titanic was on. There was a programme on about the Titanic, and then I just thought it'd be fitting to watch the movie again, myself and Sandra. Because Sandra doesn't watch Lord of the Rings or any of that stuff with me. She'd watch an action movie maybe, but if I said, oh, let's have Star Wars or something, she'd just go, no, I'm going now. Or whatever. I'm not watching that fuddy-duddy crap, she would say. So anyway, that's fair enough, as I say. But I watch your crap. You should watch mine, but that doesn't bode well. So anyway, you're lucky when you have somebody else to watch your nerdy stuff with. Be thankful for small mercies, Justin. So, Justin, as usual, mine was short and sweet, and you will go into a humdum, rumbly-lumbly-dum of detail. So,
Justin. Well, I've got to drag the time out somehow.
Justin. Justin, what have you been watching?
Well, my last series saved. The most recent thing we've been watching, other than the inevitable YouTube and nonsense like that, is Star Wars Rebels. And this is a rewatch for me. It's 9 years after Rebels came out. Is it 9 years after it finished? Either way. Making the girls watch Rebels.
When you say making, yes, that doesn't sound gorgeous.
Because initially, the little one didn't really want to watch Rebels.
Right.
You know, I was forcing her to watch Rebels.
Mm.
And then, as we got probably halfway through season one, she started realising that sometimes it might mean that she could possibly push back her bedtime if she said, oh, let's watch another episode, because then, you know, my bath time will be a bit later. Oh, like we're not wise to these japes. But then after going to Star Wars Celebration, she's started getting into it, and her and both her and Ruth have, you know, found a great appreciation of the droid that's in the show. And season two has now finished from our rewatch, and we've had people from the past movies have made an appearance. And yeah, it's now they're going like, oh no, things are happening, and I don't like the way things are going. It's all twisting and turning like a twisty turny thing. So we've got one series and the best part of the second, third series to go. So 3 and 4. And then Ahsoka's will start, I think, around the bank holiday in August. So hopefully we'll make them get up to speed before then. But Ruth did say, if it comes to it, I'll just have to start watching Ahsoka without her. But, you know, I won't put myself out. I'm sure we'll make that no problem.
Now, are you one of these people that, you know, start reading the lines from Star Wars Rebels just because you watched it several times or once before and you remembered certain lines? Or did you get any extra out of by rewatching it again?
I'm appreciating rewatching it because I haven't watched it for a long time. So, yeah, I've mostly forgotten. I only ever watched them once.
Mm.
But it's the fact that, you know, I'm just having it all refreshed upon me, and the girls are really enjoying it, and they're properly on board now, to the extent where if I say, should we watch some Rebels, we get a yeah.
Okay.
You know, and they didn't want me to stop on a cliffhanger just before the end of last season.
Hmm.
But there we go.
They are quite short, aren't they? 20 minutes or something?
20 minutes, yeah.
Okay. Ish. That's yeah. Good.
Enough that I pretty much watched when I, because I watched them on the DVDs back in the day, and yeah, I would watch the whole disc, one of the discs in the box, in one sitting, and then the next disc in the next sitting. So, yeah, they shouldn't take too long. Next, as previously mentioned, I watched The Phantom Menace on Friday, and yeah, I've already discussed that, so moving on. Most recently at the cinema, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Des Tiny. Or Destiny, for people that can't work out what I'm trying to say there. So, yes, the fourth Indiana Jones movie, and they gloss over the fact that you had Shia LaBeouf in the third one, because he starts saying, oh, you know, if I had a chance to go back and talk to anyone, I'd stop my son from enlisting in the army because I'd tell him he's going to get himself killed, and it'd make his mother go drive to despair and put a wedge between us, and we'd end up getting divorced as a result of it. And, yeah, they kind of basically blame him for the breakdown of the marriage that presumably happened after the fourth one.
Poor old Shia. What is the hatred for Shia?
I don't know. But then this film centres around the Dial of Destiny is Archimedes' dial. And supposedly Archimedes created a time travel device. Supposedly. You know, just like the Ark of Covenant was supposedly supposed to be spiritual and all this.
Hmm.
Yeah. And just like he does in The Force Awakens, where he says, like, oh, I've seen it all, and it's all real, I believe in the Jedi and all this. When they say, well, of course, time travel doesn't it can't be real, he starts saying things like, well, I've seen some strange things. I've seen a man have his heart pulled out. I'm referencing all the earlier movies. Like, I've seen a lot of stuff that I can't explain due to science. Yeah. Mm. On the TV, the only other thing I've been watching is I'm working my way through the series of My Name is Elle, and I'm currently a couple of episodes into season two, and that's just something I put on when I've got, no immediate urge to play a game.
Mm.
And I'm enjoying it. That's the sort of thing that you don't, in most cases, have to watch it sequentially. You can just pick up an episode here and there, so Ruth doesn't mind watching that with me sometimes. I'm sure it's like you with your Schitt's Creek.
Well, yeah, see, because I am not on Netflix anymore, I've acquired Schitt's Creek on a hard drive or a USB stick. And now I think Sandra's getting the hint now, but, when you watch a comedy after, I still laugh at it for some reason, but, I say we watch this about probably four or five times, the whole shebang. Like, they're not that long, so six seasons, and Sandra likes to put them on now and again, so I humour. But, Schitt's Creek is very good, and was very good, but I'm getting a bit tired now. But, for prosperity, I suppose. And, if it's on the telly, we watch it. But, I've got Disney Plus. So many good movies to watch. Why should I rewatch of something? Technically, I've watched Lord of the Rings a few times and The Hobbit a few times. But still, I like them. So, about the Indiana Jones, did you think it was better than the last one?
Better than the Crystal Skull, yes.
Yeah, okay. Because I've heard some people actually enjoyed it.
What, the Crystal Skull?
No, The Dial of Destiny.
Oh, yeah, I had no problems with it.
Okay. All right, okay. Would you recommend it?
If you like Indiana Jones, it's not one of these films that ruins your childhood. It's like they've made it well known that he's very old.
Yeah. Even though they do de-age him a little, don't they?
for a good third of the film. Yeah.
Yeah, I just have a problem with de-aging. I just think, are we that desperate to keep the old movie goers, the old classics going? I suppose Gene Kelly and all them, they lasted well into their 70s, I suppose, but once an actor, always an actor. It's just that if you fall out of favour, you're forgotten about. But I suppose Harrison Ford will always bring in the books, I suppose. I just think it's ridiculous. They must have thrown some money on him for to do that one. I know he was miserable doing Blade Runner, the original one, and they must have thrown some money on him to do the last one. Because he's not one to, he's one to speak his mind. So I don't know.
No, he's old and grumpy.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's it, basically, yeah. Okay, so Star Wars Rebels,
good. And I haven't put it on the list, but because we're halfway through watching it, Ruth and I, in my efforts to bring her up to date with Marvel, I made her watch Eternals, but halfway through, we realised it was late and it was time for bed, so we just stopped it. We're halfway through watching Eternals, because that film's long.
Yeah.
Just got long enough where she's got a hint that maybe someone might not be as sincere as he makes out to be.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. but there we go. That's what I've been watching. So, Let's move on. No Twitter comments this week, or X comments, whatever we want to call them. I'm disappointed that my phone does now say X and not even says Twitter.
Yeah. Once you see that new Red Dead, or not the new Red Dead, the original Red Dead. The old Red Dead is coming to PS4 and Switch, yeah.
It's the old Red,
Red Dead Redemption.
Say, the old Red Dead was on PS4, but no, it wasn't.
No. It was on PS3.
Yes, and people are very upset it's not on Xbox.
Yeah, because you can already play it on Xbox as backwards and backwards compatibility, and apparently the frame rates are better. So why are people getting upset that it's not a remaster? It's not. It's the PS3 version. So why are people getting upset? They should bring it to PC, you know, if they were going to bring it anywhere, because it wasn't on PC. But
no.
Anyway.
And then you'd be all over it on Steam Deck.
Yeah. Suppose I would. I'm chapter 4 on the Steam Deck, by the way. So I've gone to this old house now. We've moved.
Chapter 4 of what?
Of Red Dead Redemption 2, sorry. Yeah, so I'm on that at the moment, so yeah.
I'm on chapter 1 of that book I'm reading, Colin.
Good for you, Justin.
No, I've been reading. I said before I bought a load of load of Star Wars books the other week. The other month, Ruth got me some for my birthday, and I've been working through some of them. I've just finished the Black Fleet Crisis series of books from Star Wars. Now I'm reading Tales from the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Nice. Enjoying them.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, the one I'm reading at the moment is a short story set, but it'd be helpful for the books to be gripping all the way through. But a lot of these have, a lot of politics involved in them.
Yeah,
when they're sequential and not just a single.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Single story in a book.
Cool.
But there we go. So I decided to try and do something topical with the question of the fortnight. I put, Justin and Colm are recording on Monday and would like to know, what was the best gift you've ever received on your birthday? Please let us know. So, Colm, I should ask you, and I'm sure it's not the PayPal you've got just there.
No.
What have you received anything today that you've gone, lovely?
Today?
Yeah. Or in general?
Well, I got a £10 gift card from Indioli, which was a nice surprise. I got lots of sensible clothes, but I did, with some money, I did purchase another PS5 controller. They were going cheaper. They were on sale on Smith's, so for €45.
Yeah, I think they were going for about £40, yeah?
Yeah, so for €45, I picked up an all-black one, and I'll be collecting that tomorrow on my way down to Nace.
Nice.
Just to have there for, just in case stick drift is a thing. I don't
know.
I don't know whether it is or not.
We had it with one of our controllers and we sent it back within the first year and they replaced it.
Oh, cool. So, yeah, apart from that, probably the nicest surprise I got was from a certain friend of mine who sent me a Stretch Armstrong a couple of years back. That was probably one of the nicest things. And then I believe the Lapse Gamer Radio fellas sent me a copy of Mario Kart for the Switch when I was 52. So they were nice surprises. Yes, it's always nice to get something you're not expecting. So yes, thank you.
Yeah.
What about yourself, Justin? You don't strike me as the very excitable type. I mean, when I went over and gave you a little present for your birthday, you don't start to conjure up the inner child in you and go, oh, thanks, Carl. Is that because you got so many shit presents off me over the years?
Still haven't played Thief and it's still in the collection. And I tell you something. I actually thought, when I finish playing the game I'm playing at the moment,
yeah,
I think I'm going to install.
Yes.
My.
Come on. I did give you a lot of shit games.
Nier Automata.
Oh. I didn't get you that, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, did I?
Yes, the Game of the Aura edition.
The Game of the Aura edition. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I actually asked you for that one.
All right, cool.
3 years ago.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, yeah. So
now I'm working on Tabletop Racer at the moment, trying to get the platinum.
Nice. Is that a hard slog?
The drift challenges are a pain in the backside, but drift okay. challenges ones often are.
Okay.
I'm not too far off doing it.
Nice.
It's just going to be a bit of perseverance. No, what was the best thing I've had for my birthday? I've had a number of things bought for me at the Games Expo over the years from my friend who's basically just gone, yeah, well, we'll just not talk about you paying me back for this and there you go, that's your birthday. Ruth has, in recent years, obviously been getting me stuff for my birthday, and those have been delightful.
Yeah, but I mean, when you were a kid, like, can you remember, like, I've had plenty of disappointments.
Yeah, I don't know that there's necessarily, like, something that I've really, really, like, wanted.
Craved for.
Yeah, because the thing with my parents, it used to be, if you wanted something, you would tend to be there when it was bought, and then they used to go, oh, there's no point wrapping it up now, you might as well just buy it. All right.
Well, okay.
Optimus Prime.
Oh.
The original G1 1984 Optimus Prime.
Do you still have it?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
God, Jesus, I thought you'd still have all your stuff from when you were a kid in boxes, like Matchbox cars and all that stuff, no?
No, I still had some original Game Boy stuff in boxes, but...
Yes, that was impressive.
Pokemon was the last box I kept for that.
Hmm.
I've got a bunch of PC games here that are all, like, you know, Windows 95 or earlier boxed games.
Nice.
But I don't know if there's ever any market in them. I need to just try and sell them or get rid of them so that they're out of the house, that I make more room for Ruth.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, let's go to the listener comments.
Yeah,
Paul W at @_wandering says, with me being a tight-fisted Yorkshire man,
nice.
I am always delighted to receive money rather than gifts. Even from a very young age, my request was always money. I change it into 10p and 50p pieces and enjoy counting it multiple times. Now, was that because you would count it multiple times to be sure you'd counted correctly, or because you'd lose count and then have to start again, or...?
I'd say, I don't really know Paul that well, but from the chats we've had over the years from playing the Sniper games, we played that together. Remember we played that one? So zombie trilogy thingamajig. I would say he just enjoyed counting money. Now, I have another friend like that who enjoyed counting money too. He's a miser. And he used to go to the shops with pennies and twopences. And he was in his 40s then. And get the cheapest bottle of Cadet. The small little bottles of Cadet. Just because it was the cheapest one.
Yeah.
And he works in the civil service now. And he's still working and he's over the age of 67.
I'm sure you will be too.
I'm sure. To get a job first. Yeah, so I would say he enjoys counting money. So, Dave at Yellowbug 1969. Not received a gift from my Bertie for well over 40 years. And there's nothing that really stands out from when I was younger. Probably something like a Subutio team, if I had to guess. Yeah, I never had Subutio.
I had some Subutio.
I had a pitch, but never to. Oh, my dad used to have a Subutio set, yeah. And I may have taken it on and wrecked it. Yeah. Oh, you know what I did with the pitch, because it was felt green.
Did you nail it down to a bit of board? Because I did that with mine.
I nailed it down to a bit of board and made a snooker table out of it.
Instead of pockets, you had a goal.
That's what I did.
Fair play. No, I nailed mine down to a board and kept it stretched out.
Nice.
Trillium, Penguin, P-I-H-C, at Bouncy Cynic. I think it was my birthday, but when? On Year 6 surprised me with a 360 and the Mass Effect trilogy. Playing those games was an awesome experience. Thank you, Justin. Well, we have to thank Baby Dave, because he was the one that had offered to sell me the 360 and taken me for a trip to Cardiff to go and see him.
Yeah.
So without that, that might not have happened, and I might have had to just get one from the smelly shop or something.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm glad that she appreciated playing Mass Effect, even if she did start crying. But, you know, that's because she's an emotional lady.
Yeah.
And because she let Tali kill herself.
Yeah.
Well, not that she could stop it. And I was like going, I've never seen that ending. I've never even heard of that ending. So, like, no, that's just what happened. I'm like, okay.
Okay, thank you, Trillian. So we have a controller, joystick, W, outer, devil, level 41, the real outer.
Wouter, yeah.
The Hogwarts Lego Castle. I think it was 2021 or 2022. Well, very good.
Sounds like that was probably a 40th birthday present then.
Sounds like it, yes. Yes.
Adamski, UK. Red circle, green circle, orange circle, purple circle, yellow circle, white circle. That's probably for a very good reason. At Adamski underscore UK says, Star Wars Lego AT-AT, the big one. Had it 6 months and still not finished it. Soon. That is a very good present to receive. I know how much that costs.
Yes.
And I have looked at it in Smith's once or twice and then gone, no, Justin, you don't need that.
Mm. Did it work?
Yeah, I haven't bought it.
All right.
No, you
have a few of them, in fairness. You have a few models and Star Wars ships and stuff. Yes. I've seen them.
I've got a few, definitely.
Mm.
But I've got enough, you know, things that I've bought that just stay on a shelf or don't do much else. And Ruth even bought me a little cabinet to put my Blood Bowl figures into. So I've got to work out where we're going to store that, and then I can start filling that up.
Nice.
Hmm. But no, that's it for the listener comments. So thank you everyone who wrote in.
Considering Justin did write that, it's the lowest replies we've had so far from Justin's. I mean, if it was me doing it, 3 would have been expected. But, you know, we got 6. So, I mean, 5, actually. But, you know, we did rather well, considering most people are on holidays. So I'd just like to give some podcast mentions, some Game Burst.
Would you like to give some podcast mentions?
Thank you, Justin. I shall. Game Burst 60 Minutes with Here's Out Lapsed Gamer Radio. I shall be making an appearance on Lapsed Gamer Radio recording next week when I'm talking about the Castlevania series on Netflix Season 4.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Yes.
Well, there you go, people. Stay tuned. In fact, tune in.
Tune in, whatever.
Yes.
Cool. And you have to download this to hear that one being mentioned. So, yeah, download this as well.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
If you get more than 100 downloads next week, Dodgy Collie will make an appearance. Classic. Well, Justin.
Okay.
Anything to add?
You can help me decide what's happening with the rest of my evening. So you can tell me if I should go and see Oppenheimer or if I should go and watch Barbie.
Oppenheimer.
then that's what I shall watch.
Although I believe Barbie has made over $1 billion, so, I mean, there must be something good about it.
Well, I think the fact that the two were released side by side and there was so much, publicity, well, maybe publicity is not the word, but so much social media buzz about people going to watch them both, that I think people have ended up watching them both.
Yes, and apparently there's supposed to be a rumour going around that the Barbie movie is causing a resurgence in COVID.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, oh, dear is right, yeah. Do you remember that thing we all feared 3 years ago? Now we don't give a shit about. Oh, dear. Yes, is right. So, yeah, I think you should go to Oppenheimer for your own health-wise.
That's what I shall security. Watch then.
Yes, and I shall wait patiently to hear from you in about 4 weeks' time what your thoughts are on the movie.
Yeah, I'll have it down in the show notes. So, excellent. Well, with that in mind then, stay tuned in a few weeks to listen to me talking about Oppenheimer. Come back and listen to us in 2 weeks to hear what games we're playing, how we're getting on with those.
Yeah.
And, well, you know what games we're playing right now, but you have another couple of weeks to hear what other games we've been playing by then.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, Colm, where can people find you when you want to stream?
Twitch.tv/Solemn67. I'm streaming there most mornings. I might stream tomorrow morning and then we're off down to the Osprey for a few days until Sunday. So, yes. And you can find me at MultiPlatMan on the Twitter. X thingamajig.
Yes. You can email the show lastsaveloaded@gmail.com. You can follow us at lastsaveloaded. You can follow me at Onya6. And, well, thank you very much for listening. We'll be back in a couple of weeks, and Colm will be running the good ship Last Save Loaded, hopefully not into the ground.
Hopefully not, yeah. Who knows?
Until then, all that remains to be said is it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, sorry for my moment of having to run downstairs.
Nature calls, nature must be obeyed at all costs.
I'll tell you what, if nature, nature very definitely needed to be obeyed.
Okay, that's good to know. Your, what's the word I'm looking for? You're relieved of that pressure.
Yes.
Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. Yes, okay, good. It turns out the clap last week wasn't a problem after all, so there you go.
Oh, good.
Or the lack of clap, should I say, as the case may be.
Yes, yes, we don't want you getting the clap.
No, we don't. Especially at my age.
Indeed.
How was your week, Justin?
It's been good, bearing in mind it's only been one day. why is everything showing Italy and not Ireland?
Starts with I, I suppose.
That's the same bloody flag.
It's just upside down.
No, the Italy flag is green, white, red.
Oh, there you go. It's not quite the same then, is it?
It depends how colourblind you are. It's grey, grey and grey.
Okay, do it the hard way, Justin.
Last Save Loaded. Season 3, episode
26. You didn't clap.
No, do you know what? I'm holding my hands ready to clap after I say Last Save Loaded. 3, 2, 1.